The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel for Kelly Clarkson. What she's doing in doing that talk show when she's going through a legal battle with her ex-husband, her ex-leech, suction cup, emasculated, intimidated by her success and being the moneyed spouse woman. I feel for her. She has to go there and do a talk show every day, which is so much pressure and so many people on you from the minute you get there with all these things that you have to do. She's a mother and she's dealing with this situation, and I relate to it. I really, really do. Like, I feel her through headlines. She is a sweet girl. She didn't come from money, so she made it and was overly trusting, and she likely fell in love at a time when she just wanted to feel supported because there was so much coming at her, and she had success flying in the door at rapid warp speeds. She definitely wasn't equipped to handle it emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, psychologically, spiritually. So she marries a guy, and of course he's going to come in, and of course he's going to manage her, and he's going to support her career and help her. And it's, you know, ultimately it's the Kelly show. It is the Kelly show. She's the one who's making the gold, and she's the machine. She's the golden goose laying the eggs. They have babies. He probably feels emasculated. She feels like she's overcompensating to make him not feel emasculated. She's including him in more parts of her career. And despite the fact that she knows that that's the wrong decision, but the game is moving too quickly and she isn't careful because, of course, she trusts him and she's a small town girl who meets a guy that she thinks has the best intentions. And maybe they were madly in love. I'm sure they were. Maybe he's jilted. Maybe something happened. How could I possibly know? It doesn't matter. And now she's a tough, badass bitch that has been relentless with, I don't know who her lawyers are, but who has been relentless with getting what is either actually owed to her or just not getting fucked or just not allowing him to just do a smash and grab job, which is why this is lasting years. Halle Berry had a shit show divorce, which lasted a long time. I had a divorce that lasted 10 years. And you know what? Kelly Clarkson is the not fucking around crew. He probably underestimated her. And you don't succeed at a talk show at that level and win American Idol and come up the way that she has with grace and with her staff respecting and liking her, from what I understand. She's completely talented. And the one thing that she hasn't been able to control in her career from a business standpoint is this situation with her ex, because he is trying to fuck her in Death by a Thousand Paper Cuts. And she's not taking the fucking that he's trying to give her. And she's giving it right back to him. And she will get stronger. She will eventually get this whole thing behind her where it feels clean. Like, it doesn't feel like there are entanglements and legal letters that she has to read. And every single time she gets an email from her lawyer and it has an attachment, she wants to throw up. And every time something good happens, she gets excited, but she doesn't realize that that's going to be another 6 months. And I guarantee you that she's spent, if I had to guess, I don't know how many years it's been. It sounds like it's been at least 5 years. She's spent at least $1.5 to $2 million of her own money just on legal, just to not get entirely fucked, because the system is totally broken. And she is a woman with money. And she's sitting there saying, wait a second, I have money and I have a presence and I have a power and I'm powerless. Because if someone wants to fuck you over and fuck with your life as their job, and someone wants to steal from you and make your life a living hell because it's the only power and control that they've ever been able to have over you, because in their life they've never been able to have any power or control over anything, and this is the one thing that they can do, and also you're a public figure, so you have to be a little bit more careful and tread a little bit more lightly. And she's a strong bitch, and she's not going to let this guy fuck her. And one day when it's all done, because she's in the middle of a golf game right now, she doesn't know what hole she's at. Now that she has this new legal action, she could be, you know, at the 12th hole. She could go back to the 7th hole. She could be at the 16th hole. I get the sense that she's towards the end. But once this thing is done, she can breathe. And that's why when she's asked by Hoda if she's ready to date, she's like, fuck no. Because the last thing she wants to do is get involved with a man. The last thing she wants to do is trust a man. Even if it's rational, even if it's the Dalai Lama, she is not in a position to be trusting, and she doesn't trust her instincts, because there's no way that she could have made a mistake and misjudged so greatly when she's so successful in so many other areas of her life. And men sometimes, many times in divorce, want to exert their power over a woman, particularly when she's the one who is the breadwinner, when she's the one who has made the money and made the rules and has the power, because men traditionally always have the power. So it shakes up the whole system when a woman has the power and a man's supposed to be the quote unquote man. Well, tough shit. It's 2024. Kelly Clarkson is a queen, and fuck that guy. And I will say with great certainty, I don't know anything about that guy. I don't even know his name. I don't know literally anything about him except that I've seen pictures of him and I read the headlines. But I truly, from the bottom of my soul, believe that I know what's going on. And Kelly Clarkson can correct me if I'm wrong. She can just say in the media, incorrect. But I think I've got it pretty close. I think I've got it pretty fucking close. And I don't know a damn thing about this guy. But I think I know a lot.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Whatever Meghan Markle is doing with her Instagram right now, the American Riviera Orchard, is smart. It is smart. They went quiet for a while. They have spent time in their home and nested and embedded in the U.S. and befriended many, many powerful celebrities in the community where they live. And it seems like she's starting some sort of a lifestyle brand. She used to have something called the Tig, and now it's feeling more upscale, elegant, royal. She's combining her celebrity, because she's now a Hollywood, you know, person who lives in Montecito near Oprah and Ellen, and hangs out with Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble and the Kardashians. And she's combining that with the royal acumen, you know, the royal credibility, the royal stamp, the royal connection to Harry, which elevates it, and is doing, I guess, a more royal and sophisticated Montecito celebrity lifestyle brand that is kind of like another version of Goop. So that's a brilliant model. That's like a Martha Stewart model, a Gwyneth Paltrow model. Rachel Ray had one which was more like, you know, woman for the people. It's just a very smart decision for her. And there'll be recipes, and there'll be fashion, and there'll be home. And I think it's very smart. And there'll be products. There'll be links to products. And she'll make a lot of money. It just goes to show that the line Lorne Michaels once said to me, you have to make an exit to be able to make an entrance, is true. And I don't mean exiting the royal family. Yes, that too, I guess. That was an abrupt exit. And this is a well-timed entrance in the midst of all the Kate Middleton drama. But I think the exit is going quiet. Like, not, they were very public for a while, just the book, the Netflix, the interview, the everything. And now to have gone quiet, this is making an entrance. So in life, whether you are a celebrity or a mere civilian or a royal, it's good to make an exit, take a time out, and then make an entrance. And that's not always easy, because other people around you that you have obligations to need you producing, churning, doing whatever it is that they need you to do. So it's easier said than done. But they, I think they've done it. What if Kate Middleton's home relaxing, resting, recovering, and maybe they have something going on in their personal lives, but that's their personal lives, and maybe she did have a procedure, which she told us she had a procedure, and they told us in the morning meeting that they'd be back at Easter, so maybe they're going to be back at Easter, like face value. What about that? They are the don't complain, don't explain family. That's been asked and answered. They had a botched photo, so they had to address that because that was a botched photo. But like, what if it's just what it is? Aren't things ever what they are? Like, that's just what that is. Maybe she's just coming back Easter. That's what I'm betting on now. New breaking news theory. Another thing I love about the Princess of Wales, Kate, story is that there was a botched photo. They explained that, but their entire MO is don't complain, don't explain. They don't jump and react because everyone is freaking out. They are staying the course and they run the show. So perhaps they said what they said. She'll be back when she's back. That's power. And people on social media have this entitlement, like they deserve to know what's going on with someone. They demand to know. They're going to post about it, make it viral enough, clickbait it, that more people will talk about it, and then that the royal family will just succumb. Like, if you don't want to talk about something, you don't have to talk about something. It's amazing. Like, we have choices. We often let other people determine what we are doing by the pressure, by what they want to know. People go to things because they feel like they have to. People do things because they feel like they have to. People say things because they feel like they have to. I do love not doing something you don't want to do, not saying something you don't want to say, not explaining something you don't want to explain, not indulging something you don't want to indulge, and not providing for people who feel entitled to something that you don't feel that they're entitled to. I think that's amazing. And that's just remarkable. Not everything needs to be said. It's called the tough shit program. What's going to happen? The monarchy is going to fold because Kate said she was going to be gone till Easter and she might just actually be gone till Easter. Okay. That's a great take in my opinion. Like, that's just a good way to go about it. How foolish when she just comes out and she's like, hi, I'm back. Any other questions? Asked and answered. Sorry, not sorry. No complain, no explain. And maybe it is what it is. It was a botched picture just to get something up.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.